שכח.
ברוך התפועה לנורי אלוהים, מלאכי אלוהים, שעה כל נהיה בדברי.
Okay, we're on the bottom, we're on the top actually, Roman base, Itmar. In Zainam and Beis Itmar. Koyin Shemes V'iniach Ben Cholo. Koyin dies. He leaves over a Ben Cholo. He leaves over a child that's a Cholo. So he basically lives with a Grusha. So Aloch is that child is a Yisrael Gomer. Right? He can't eat Truma, he can't do Avoida. He's a regular Yisrael. He's a regular Yisrael. So what you really have is a split family. The son, mitzad the son, is chayiv and pigin aben. He's a regular Yisrael. He's a peter rechem and he's a Yisrael. So he is chayiv and pigin aben. The son, the bechor, is chayiv and pigin aben. But the father is potter from pigin aben. So long that the father is in the picture, there's no chayiv pigin aben. The moment the father's out of the picture, then there's a chiyuv pigin aben. So simply, without getting into the Gemara, we'll see this is the machlek. There should be a simple approach. If the child is alive past 30 days and the father is dead, the child should be chayiv pigin aben. Who cares who the father is? No father. He's a peter rechem b'yisrael. Peter rechem b'yisrael. Well, we had a woman that was in this. A woman came pregnant. We don't have a father, b'chlal. And you have a firstborn. It's chayiv and pigin aben. When he gets older, he's chayiv and pigin aben. The child is 30 days old. The chayiv pigin aben on his father would have been chal on the father. And the father is a kohen. So the father gets the money himself. In which case, it's as though the pigyon haben occurred already, and the father got the five shloim himself. So the simple approach here, l'chayra, should be, if the father died before 30 days, there's a chiv pigyon haben on the son, like no different than if there was no father. And if the father died after 30 days, so there should be, what? Is yotzer in it? For some reason, this is the machlekes in our Gemara. Meaning, after 30 days, everybody agrees that Take doesn't have to redeem himself. That's the maskon of the Gemara. But the machlekes in our sugi is if the father died within the 30 days. That's the machlekes. Gemara? After 30 days, everybody agrees Take, there's nothing to talk about. But there it makes a lot of sense, because after 30 days, that's when the chiv pigyon haben is chal. And the father's a kohen. Son's not a kohen, but the father's a kohen. So he doesn't have to give five shloim to the shevet kohen. He's a kohen. The father's a kohen. Right? Simple.
It's because it was potter from pigyon haben, or because it happened already.
Well, that's what we have to analyze. That's what we have to analyze. But it should be regardless. After 30 days, there's a chiv pigyon haben. Right? There's a monetary chiv, and the father is zeich in the five shloim. If it's Rav Nosson, within after 30 days, let's go a step further. What would be if the father doesn't die, and he's here after 30 days? That's what David is saying. Is there opinion? Is there not opinion? You could analyze it, but for sure the father doesn't give the five shloim to the kohen. He's a kohen, keeps it himself. Father doesn't have to give five shloim to anybody. He himself is a kohen, right? So let's assume the father is a happy ending. The father didn't die. And he has a cholo. Right? So he doesn't give five slum to the kohen. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees. There's no shaila. Yeah, after 30 days. Whether there's a mice opinion or not, that's what David was saying. We'll talk about that. Maybe a machlokes rishonim. Is there a pidyon haben party? That's a good shaila. Are you also potter from the mice pidyon haben? Good shaila, which we'll see. We'll see if you're potter from pidyon haben party. It should impact how we learn the sugya, by the way. But for sure, you're not giving the five slum to anybody. You're the father, you're the kohen. You keep the five slum for yourself. For sure. So l'chayra, that's no shaila. And that's how Takara Gemara comes out. That there's not even a machlokes. If the child already reached 30 days old, he was the age where the pidyon haben obligation was already here. The father is a kohen. The father gets the five slayim himself. Whether he goes through the process of taking out of one pocket, putting into another, or not, that's we'll see. There may be a machlokes rishonim about that. But either way, he does not have to give the five slayim to another kohen. And therefore, it's staying in his pants. Right, it may be moving from one pocket to the other, but it's staying on him, and therefore the son has no obligation to do it either. Son has no chiv. Maybe if the father would have had to take it from one side of the pants to the other, maybe the son does the same thing. Maybe we'll talk about that. But I'm just saying, there's no machlekes. If the father already reached 30 days old, if the son reached 30 days old, the father was still alive. No chiv pidyon haben. That's the gemara comes out. There's no machlekes. Machlokes is only if the father died within 30 days. Says the Gemara like this. Rav Chisda Amar, Haben Chayiv Liftois Es Atzmo. The son has to redeem himself. The son is Chayiv and Bidin Haben. Haben Chayiv Liftois Es Atzmo. Rabbi Bar Avuna Amar, Ein Chayiv Liftois Es Atzmo. Doesn't have to redeem himself. Says the Gemara, that's for sure. Kol Heicha Demei Savla Achar Shloishim. The son doesn't have to redeem himself. Pidyon is done. Okay? There's no question. The case is, ki pligi, the mesa av besoich shloish. So now, there's no chiv pidyon haben yet. Okay? So now, Rabbi Baravun Oman haben chayv of this is atzmoy. Why not? Obviously, he can't say, my father was zoich of the pidyon, because your father was not around when the schus of the pidyon came into picture. But the son now has a new timing. I'm coming from somebody who you could not have taken money from him. Okay? Meaning, what are you coming to me for? You're coming to me to represent the chiv that would have fallen on my father. My father, you couldn't take to a dintara. Maybe you can't take me to dintara either. My father would have kept the five slum. So you can't take the five slum from me either. That's his taina. His raya, the raya l'chayre of Chizda is like this. Tanan is gairam uberes. The halach is in his gairam uberes. Is mechol akoyim. Says the Gemara, here you have a father who's a guy. Okay? Father's a guy. Mother became pregnant when she was miskayeres. Child is born as a Jew. So the Braisa says, and the Mishnah actually says by us, and it's been Muchav in the Braisa, that now the son is chayev to redeem himself. What do you mean? Why does the son say, same time, I'm coming because Chris. Chris wouldn't have had to redeem me. Right? His father's Chris. In fact, the Gemara, Amai le malay, asina mikach gavre, the leimotzel, ashtu yadina, bade. I'm coming from somebody that you had no schus. The Gemara says that's different. Shani goy, the less lechayis. The goy has no yichas to the son, and therefore the son is like, more like the case I gave you, like nisabre bambatya. Nisabu Bambatya, the son can't say, I come from somebody. You know, if you think about it, Nisabu Bambatya is very similar to a ger, because to a father who's a goy. Because Nisabu Bambatya, also you can't take any guy to the table. It's Mom and Shane Latovin. Can't go to any father. There is no father. Even if even though there is a father somewhere, but there's no halachic father for Pidyon HaBen, it's still in all, you have to redeem yourself. So Gemara says that's the difference. If there's a father, then you get the schusim that your father would have had. Your father would have been able to take the five slorim and keep him who I didn't you. Okay? Mashen came in the case where there is no father, that's a different story. The Gemara now brings down a machloikis, another machloikis amaram, the same type of machloikis. Itmar, Omer of Shimon ben Yusnoi, Omer of Shimon ben Lokesh, Koin Shemis ben Shloish, Miniach ben Cholo, Ben Chayvut, this is Atzma. Shloi Zoch, Abba ben Yoyne. Right? The father was not Zoich, Meis Lacha Shloish Shem Yoyne. Ein Abba ben Chayvut, Shloi Zoch, Abba ben Yoyne. Same thing. So this is Mamish supporting the sheet of Leish Lokesh is supporting of Chizda. Of Chizda is the one who said that there's a distinction between within 30 days and after 30 days. Okay. The chain. So, oh, zok to Gemara. The chain. Mi shelo isha so achabay lo shloisha chadoshim. A woman who didn't wait 3 months and then she had a child. Right? The Mishnah says he's not a bechor lo nachla because you don't know whose son he is. Right? She didn't wait 3 months. She had a baby 7 months later. You don't know if he's a shivul achron or tishul arishin. So the halacha is he doesn't yarsh. Says he's not a bechor. Ask the Gemara, bechor, do I have it? Ha-poshut ha-shokl? He shouldn't be able to get Yerusha at all. Because each set of children should push him to the other side. That means the B'nai Rishon should say you're the son of the second husband. The B'nai Sheni. So why does our Mishnah say he's not a bechor l'nachalo? He's not in Pashas nachalo at all. So the Gemara says, "Lezel gabi haibul itchi, gabi haibul itchi." Just push him off, no matter where you are. Or maviyu merali nitzuchal ba'achrov. The Mishnah doesn't mean him. The Mishnah means the next one. The next child that's born is not a bechor l'nachalo. Meaning, because since maybe the one before was a bechor l'nachalo, because if he was a ben shivul achron, he's a bechor l'nachalo. So the next one can't be a bechor l'nachlo, because he could say the one before was the b'chol l'nach. So each one could push the other one away. Says the Gemara, so let them write our shah to each other. Let the ben shiva and the next child write our shah to each other. Either way, now they could collect the chelik b'chor. Either the first one, and they'll split it. Let these two sons, the ben shiva, that we don't know if he's tisha l'achren or shiva l'sheni, and the next son that's born, let them write our shah to each other. Between the two of them, there's one vaday b'chol. Let them get pishnayim. Then they could split the pishnayim between themselves. That's the Gemara's kash. So for the Gemara, they should write our shah to each other. Says the Gemara, v'lichtivu our shah l'adodim. Let them write our shah to each other. For chitema, mastiton shaloi b'al shah. You're going to tell me our mishas without our shah? That can't be. Ha'moikminon l'kamon b'al shah. Later on, we learned the Mishnah in the end of the parak. We learned we're talking about with Al Shah. So Tikmur Mesailah Rav Yanai says that you can only make Al Shah if the two people were around at a time when we knew who was who. Then they got mixed up. Then you can make Al Shah. But if from your inception it was never known who you are, you can't make Al Shah. Tomav Yanai Hukulu B'Seif Nisavu Koisun Hashar Azuzu. If you were known originally, then you got mixed up. You can make Al Shah. It's very unclear why. Why not? Who cares? Who cares if we knew? We didn't know. The bottom line is we know from these two kids, one of them is a bechor. Now, so there's two shittas. Rashbam and Bava Basra is very understandable. The Rashbam learns that this only means for chelik bechor. Chelik bechor. Okay. Not chelik pashat. In other words, if you have two brothers and one of them for sure is a Yerush, they can make our show to each other, and they can get chelik b'chor, chelik pashut, chelik pashut. What do you mean? No, you have one guy. I don't know. Tayre Yidl. If you have two pshutim, two pashutim sons, they got mixed up. They're v'achdat tzaris. Each one can't take Yerusha from either side. Leah and Rachel got their children mixed up. Pashut the children, not b'chayim. Two children got mixed up. Now, neither one can get Yerusha. If they want, the Rashbam says they can make Arshot to each other. And then, when both of these parties die, they can take a chelik from both sides, either way, with Arshot. That's the Rashbam sheet. Rashi by us holds that the Arshot doesn't even work on chelik Pashut. He holds you can only make Arshot on something which you already, which at one point you were a Yerush. In other words, they were born, we knew. And then they got mixed up. But if there was never a knowledge to begin with who's who, then Rashi holds the Harsha not only doesn't work for Chelik Bechira, it doesn't work for Chelik Pasha. So I'm telling you like this. The Rashbam, I understand, because the Rashbam even explains himself. Because Bechira has all kinds of added halachas. This is the of Yakir. It says, V'hoyo ben abchor. He has to be known. So it's easy to understand that there's an added component in order to be a Bechor, that you could be identified as a Bechor. We had a korasponim, we had if he comes out after the father dies, he's not a Bechor. So Bechor has all these stringencies, all these checkpoints he has to pass to be a Bechor. Right? So there we can understand there's a new halacha. In order for you to collect Bechorah, you have to at one point be known as a Bechor. That's the Rashbam sheet. But Rashi is more difficult, because Rashi learns, we're talking about even a Chelek Poshut. Even a Chelek Poshut, you have two brothers, even a Chelek Poshut, they're mixed up, they can't make Arshah for each other unless there was a point in time where they were known who they were. Then they can make Arshah to each other. That's very unclear. What Rashi did is a tremendous, Arichas had to explain Rashi, it's not really a Bechorah Sugya, it's really a Yeshneichel Sugya, but I'll tell you in 3 minutes what I think is Pshat and Rashi, and then we'll get back to the Iker part of the Sugya, which is this Koyin Shemes Vinech Ben Chol. I think it's like this. There's two ways to view Harshot when one person makes Harshot to the other. One is it's a Biruch. It's a Biruch, which means you come, you want to take a Chelek Yerusha. Right? Or whatever you're coming to collect. You cannot prove to us who you are. So because you can't prove to us who you are, so there's like Amotzi Mechavel Magaya. So you can't collect. Now, if the reason why you're a Suffolk is because there's another person around, and they give you a Harsha, so now, we don't have the Suffolk anymore. You are Mavar. Our Suffolk wasn't whether it's you or you. You're coming with a Harsha. We can no longer say, be Mavar. That's one. The other way to learn Harsha is that it's actually a koyach. It's a koyach in din. Normally, when you come to Beis Din, I could say, lav bal dvorim didiat. Right? Lav bal dvorim didiat. There's a common concept in Shas. You come into Beis Din, you have a taina. If the taina is not directly with me, I could say, lav bal dvorim didiat. You're not my bal dvorim. Okay. Somebody else is my bal dvorim, not you. One can say that Harsha has the same issue. Harsha is there, if you come to Bez and say, you know, you're a Yerush, so I say, listen, you're not Lav Bal Dvorim Didiat. It's never been established that you're a brother of mine. Lav Bal Dvorim Didiat. Get out of here. Okay? Now, when you make Harsha, what you're really doing is, you're getting the koyach that guy had. So it's not a birur. It's more than a beer. It's an actual strength and din that I'm a Bailam. That guy who signed me over in the Harsha, right? He made me a Balabos. I'm a Balabos now. I am him. It's not a question that we were Mavara the Suffolk. I'm him. In fact, there is a debate in Gittin and in other Sugyas Hashas when you make a Harsha, could you make a temporary Harsha? Could I give you a Harsha for an hour? You know, here's a Harsha. Well, does it have to be? It's forever, Harsha. I want to learn that's the debate. If the Harsha is there as a Mavar, I don't have to give you some irrevocable strength. It's a Mavar. But if you learn the Harsha is actually empowering you, you become the balabos now. So that means the balabos, the ownership of it is being transferred to this individual. And that's why then it has to be given over fully and irrevocably, and it's permanent. It's not. One can say that that's Rashi's sheet. Rashi holds that Harsha is not just a mavar. Harsha has to be given over bailus. Bailus means in the schus that I already have, als yoresh, I'm empowering you now with that schus. But if from the inception I never got a schus yoresh, I'm not in the power of giving Harsha over. That's Rashi's sheet. That I think is the most klatz way to learn Rashi. But al kuponim, let's go back to the ikar part of the sugi. The ikar part of the sugi here is like this. The koyin shemes viniach ben chol. So here, this is the ikar problem we have in the sugi. David was asking at the beginning, and this is a pivotal question: if the father is here, does the father have to take do we need a ceremony? Assuming the kohen is here, there's no machloikas, everybody agrees. There's a kohen here, and he was poida. There's no machloikas. The five sloim he keeps. No machloikas. Right? Machloikas. Is there a ceremony? Do you have to actually take five sloim and transfer it? Pick it up, take the five slums, say, okay, this is the pidyon haben. They can even make a brocha, pidyon haben. Pidyon haben, five slums. Now, I happen to be a kohen, so why in the world would I give it to another kohen? I'll put it in my pocket. What do we say? What do you need to go around in circles for? It's a chayvus moment. There's no chayvus moment because you're a kohen. Chayim al shalom. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi comes and he says, when the Gemara says that the kuli amalei pligi dena ben chayiv l'tisasatz misharei zocho oviv bipidyoina. So look at Rashi. The inami yoiv le'ahav, okay, havi matrish le'i v'shokel l'nafshe d'hokoyenu. Okay. Rashi seems to say clearly that there would be afrosha. Not that there wouldn't be afrosha, there would be afrosha. The only thing is the father would be mafrish and keep it. There's a Rashi. And then he says, "Dinami yoav leav mafrish le v'shokel." Mistama Rashi means yoav leav. Dinami koyav, right? Havi mafrish le v'sokol anafshe do koyin of v'kivin zoch abim v'dyoinoi magishe l'bnoyim sha'an achosof. Rashi seems to learn there would be a din pidyon haben. There would be a din pidyon haben. If the father was here, we would have a ceremony. If there was a koyin, not a cholol, then there's no ceremony. Because then there's no b'chor to redeem. But in this example, where you have a koyin shemes, not Koyin Shemes, Koyin Shehoyeloi Ben Cholo, there's absolutely a big Pidyon HaBen, big party, everybody comes, you make a Pidyon HaBen, maybe you don't make a big party, it's a Shtukul Bizoya, but, and you make a Bracha, Pidyon HaBen. Rashi just says, the father would have kept the money. What do you mean?
Meaning, transferring something to yourself.
We have all over this. David, you're already holding, but you know, we quoted you yesterday in Halacha. I don't know if you know about that, but you were quoted. So just so you know, before we slam you now, we gotta get... we had in the whole Masechta, we had Mafish Vehein Shaloi. Right? You have a Suffolk Bechor, what do you do? By a Suffolk Petach Amar, what do you do? Donkey, you mafresh a seh, and then you keep the seh, right? Remember we had that? Why do you keep the seh? Because I'm going to make a lie. We don't say, well, why be mafresh if not? You mafresh it.
But you're mafresh something. You did something.
So he'll say, take the five slum. You mafresh the five slum.
No, but you're putting it back in your pocket.
To say you're putting back into your thing too? Okay. Don't give up, because you're saying God. So Rav Shimon Shkop says a similar idea to what David is saying. I think what David's really asking, but he's just, I threw him off for a moment, is that David is asking Gevaldik Akash. He's asking, what's this whole concept of Rashi Shita? By the way, it's not just Rashi, we'll see the Rosh. Same way like Rashi. That if the father would be here, there would be a Pidyon HaBen. What's the Pidyon HaBen? You take money from one pocket and put it in the other? So I just threw him off by going, what do you mean? That's Petach Hamor. Right? It could be you're sitting next to Pacey, you're an Ashpur from Pacey. If you're sitting over there, you come back with the punch. You're in a Florida mode. So Lamaisa, the pshat is like this. Fek of Shimon Shkop, I understand by Petach Hamor the concept, you mafresh and you keep it. Because the hafrosha does something. You have a donkey that's also bano. Right? You have a donkey that's also bano. You take a set. The moment you take the sand, make it mafresh and place it in a donkey, donkey becomes mutter bano. So there is something that's happening. It's true. It's not monetary. But at least something is happening. There's a change on the ground. There was a ceremony. The ceremony was the kedusha went off the donkey. Then you could say, you know what? Now I have a sand in my domain. I have a sand now that belongs to the tribe of kahuna. Maybe. Maybe not. But by Pidyon HaBen, there's no kedusha on the son. All it is monetary. So switching something from one pocket to the other is not an event. It's not a monetary event. So by this set, it's a Pidyon event. There's an event. See what I mean? You could have punched me right back. There's an event. Here there's no event. So you should know this is so much bothering Rav Shimon Shkop. That Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yeshiv is Machadish. That it must be that there is Kedusha to every firstborn son. It's not tangible because there's nothing we could... See, by the donkey, Lahavdil is very easy. He's also Bano. A Bechor that's not redeemed, there's no tangible Kedusha. Okay? He's Mutu Bano. Right? You could use him. There's no tangible... There's nothing here. Right? But Rav Shimon Shkop is saying that there's an untangible Kedusha on every firstborn son, which in fact the five slum removes.
But he makes up broken. He's making up broken.
So
this is like a Kedusha. He makes a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You made a mitzvah. So what's not the Kedusha from the Kabbalah that does a mitzvah? What can give it?
What is the mitzvah?
Pidyon HaBen.
What's Pidyon HaBen? What are you redeeming?
The five slum, you have to make a broken.
You're five steps ahead of us. We're going back. We're going to the beginning. What's the mitzvah? You're saying, if it's a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Right. We're saying, what? We're Sheni Yedei Lishon. We're Sheni Yedei Lishon. We don't even know what's going on here. What is the pidyon? You have to make a pidyon. What's a pidyon? What's the pidyon? Is it kapuros? Is it chalifos? Is it tmuros? Is it kesefil? What? You're making a brocha because you're doing a pidyon. We're saying, what's the pidyon? You're saying you're making a brocha. I'm saying the brocha is levatola. Now what do you say? Yeah! You're telling me we make a brocha. I'm telling you it's a brocha levatola.
That's to be an action, not just a brocha.
No! Harav Fun Feder is saying, what do you mean? There's a bracha. Something in a chanami. It's worse. It's a bracha of a Torah. Asher, can you show me the mitzvah yourself? It's Ivano. Ahal. Pidyon HaBen. Vos piste poide. That's Rav Shimon Shkop's question. What are you being poide? You're not giving normally by Pidyon HaBen. You're giving money to the Kohen. It's a monetary thing. You're giving money to... Machs da bracha on the money to the Kohen. But here you're taking $5 from this pocket, putting to this pocket. Monetarily, you did nothing. Right? Not only, you can put it back in the same pocket. You don't even have to change the pocket. You could keep it in the same pocket. You're saying these five slayim are what? They're redeeming my son. What are they redeeming? Your son's status before the pidyon was Yisrael, Bechor. Woo! Once, could we finish? Your son's status is Yisrael, Bechor, that belongs to you, not the Kohen. Kohen has no bialist to any kid. If a Kohen, I suggest, if a Kohen comes to your home and you didn't redeem your son and he takes him, api halacha, you can call kidnapping agency. You can call the cops that there's a kidnapping. The Kohen can say, I didn't kidnap. The kid wasn't redeemed. He's a Kohen. No. The Kohen has no bialist on the ben. What do you mean, yeah? You just said no. Okay, good. So the kid is 100% Yisrael, belongs to his father, and there's no Isra on him. So the only thing that we understand, at least until we came to this sugya, that happens by a pidyon ben event, there's no transfer of ownership, there's no transfer of kedusha, there's no transfer of anything except money. There's a money transfer. That's the only till Rav Shimon Shkop ad shabor Rav Shimon, right? Velimate. We understood that every pidyon ben is nothing more than a monetary event. The son doesn't leave now and become choyl. He's the same status in halacha that he was before the pidyon ben. He's after the pidyon ben. Nothing changed about the son. The only thing that happened was there was a money transfer. Frek of Shimon Shkop, if that's all that every pidyon ben has, and this one doesn't have that, so nothing happened. If the only thing that happens by any pidyon ben is a monetary transfer, if that's the pidyon, and that's what we're making the bracha on the money transfer, over here you're not having a money transfer. You're taking five slayim, you're saying this should be pidyon b'ni. The five slayim are yours before, during, and after. The same ownership. You could be mekadesh yishuv with those five slayim the whole time. Years are you out of brisk?
What's that?
How many years are you out of brisk? Oh, because you're talking like a brisk. Lemaisa, the five slayim.
That's a compliment.
It's the way you take it. You take five slayim, right? The five slayim were yours the whole time. It never. So when you say transfer, legally, I have to wrap my head around that. What does that mean? The five slum, did the five slum ever leave your domain?
No.
So now could you explain it? So you're saying you don't know, so you're joining us. You're joining us, you're saying you don't know what this transfer is. You're saying there's a transfer, you don't know what it is. That's what we're saying. So on one train. LMI, you're more religious than me, so you go, listen, states a transfer is a transfer. I understand how it works. We're on your term. We're being a little chutzpidik. We're saying, oh, bazai, there's nothing. You're saying, listen, we're asking you, Akiva, what transfer is there? The five slayim were yours? From 12, the pidyon ben was 11 o'clock. From 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock, the five slayim never left your domain even for 1 second.
I'm saying they went from the father account to the Kohen account. It happens to be the same person.
So if it's the same person, did it ever leave your account?
In Lundis it left, yes.
In what Lundis? What's Teifetz Akinyan? Who?
Teifetz Akinyan, the child, had an obligation also someplace in the year to be nifted. So by transferring one to the other, you remove the obligation to be nifted.
You keep on using the term transfer. I'm asking you a simple question. The money never left your domain.
Never left the money left your domain, but it was Teifetz. It was a Akinyan on the kid.
How?
Because the kid now is part of the future.
Well, how?
How? Nothing happened. You're going backwards. You sound like Rabbi Fonfeder. You're saying if there's a bracha, so there's a mitzvah.
That's what Shimon Shkop says.
Rav Shimon Shkop is saying, I'll read you his lashon. He's saying there's some kind of kedusha, untangible kedusha.
Who has to give the money?
The father.
Why? That's our question.
That's
our kasha. That's our kasha. That if you're receiving, you're not a giver. You're one and the same. There are two kinds of transactions. It could be a monetary transaction. It could be a kedusha transaction. Till we got to this sugya, we understood that by pidyon haben there's no kedusha transfer because the ben has no kedusha. The ben has no tangible kedusha. There is no tangible kedusha that the ben has before pidyon haben that he has after pidyon haben. It's the same thing. Nothing changes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll pick it up. Designate it.
It doesn't sound that way, does it?
Well, Rashi, well, let's see. If he was here, he would have, right?
The Gemara says,
now,
you don't have to do it.
That's a good question. L'chaira, how could the son, David's asking a different question. How could the son, according to Rashi, that if the father was here, we would have a ceremony? If that's what Rashi means. If that's what Rashi means, that if the father was here, we would have a ceremony. How could the son be better than the father? He's better than the Kohen. If the Kohen was here, he would have to take five Sloim, and we have to say, okay, this is, crown them as Pidyon HaBen money. We don't understand exactly what's happening, but why doesn't the son have to do the same? It says, Ein HaBen Chayev Lev Deis Atzmo. Why doesn't he have to be paid himself? Why does he have to at least do what his father would have to do? No.
Rashi means that the father really has to go through
a process. The Nami Yoiv Le'av, I don't know how you learn differently.
I said, even if he would do it, he would give it to himself. Even if he would do it, he would give it to himself. So therefore, he doesn't have to do it. I think that's the implication.
Well, he says,
Havi Mafrish.
Mafrish v'shokala. Rashi's lotion is mafrish v'shokala. The inami yoravav, even if the father would have done it, partially means the reason why he says yoravav is not because of your thing. If the father was here, then he would have given mafrish le v'shokala nafshe. They're calling him. Yeah, so why does the son have to do it? If that's what you're asking, he's getting a good kasha. No, but I'm just saying. Why doesn't the son, according to Rashi, why doesn't the son at the very least also have to do the same thing? Mafresh five slime and keep it. Even according to Rav Shimon, is not shedding light on that question. Rav Shimon, I'll just read you Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says like this. Here's Rav Shimon's lush. Any move in my Indian Shiafish, I call him a Shlomo Atzma, Vibes, an Indian Tashlom Chayv. Lo Yotzo Kesu, Mishu, Save, Nichnas, Lushu, Zacheres. It's your money the whole time. Says Rav Shimon, Elamuchach Mizeh, it must be, we see from here. Sheyesh Bizeh, Indian Noisav. There's something added here. Sheyesh Beben, Eze, Indian Kedushas Bechayv. Which we don't know what it is. He says clearly, the Torah didn't reveal anything about a Bechor Adam that he has any kind of Kedusha. Rav Shimon himself was saying, you have a kid, you have a person that never had a Pidyon HaBen. There's no difference in him as than anybody, any other Jew. There's no Isra Hanor, he's like a regular Jew who's standing in a place where he's being Mevatel Mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. So Rav Shimon says, L'chorin is nothing. The Eina is a Hevdel Ban Hoga. My question, right? There's no difference the way you treat him. Bain, Koidim Sheniftel, Acha Sheniftel. So what? So Lachair, if there's no change in the son, how could you say that there's a pidyon? That's of Shimon's cash. Elamai money. There's no money deal here either. The money's staying by you. That's why we're baffled. If the son would have Kedusha, we would have no problem. Take the five slurim. You're making a transfer of Kedusha. You all are using the phrase transfer. Transfer has to have a meaning. You can't just say it. It has to have a meaning. So either it's a monetary transfer or it's a Kedusha transfer. Rav Shimon is saying the fact that the money is not leaving the Kohen's domain, even for Afilu Shah Achaz, so Ef Shaliskaya V'lamed L'fonecha. So you can't say that's what's happening. It's because it's not even leaving the Kohen's domain for 1 second. So it must be, says Rav Shimon, that there is a Kedusha transfer. But then he himself says, The Torah never revealed anything about it. Where did Agamor get it from? Then he says, maybe, listen to his lush. Maybe, he says. He says, Ulai, kivon dechsiv batoy lush and pigeon, mukach shekeinu. The fact that the Torah used the lashon of pidyon, muchach shekeinu. The problem, which is very obvious in what he's saying, is that who in the world ever said the Torah was talking about this situation? The Torah was only talking about Yisrael, where he has to redeem his son monetarily. So it uses the lashon pidyon because it's a monetary redemption. Okay? There is a real monetary obligation. The whole problem we have over here is there's no monetary obligation. So we're saying, well, we're working our way backwards. It's almost like your bracha business. We're working our way backwards. We're saying that since our Gemara says that by a ben chol, there's an inyan of pidyon for the father, according to what Rashi is learning. Okay? And the Rosh. So it must be that there's some kedusha, because otherwise, what are you redeeming? Okay, but it's not for our sugya. If Shimon agrees, if not for our sugya, we wouldn't have a question why the Torah used the lashon pidyon. Monetary. Rav Shimon does not have a problem. You find many times chermei koyanim stay achuza. You find the concept of pidyon where there's no kedusha, the monetary pidyon. It's not a problem. The word, the language pidyon, is not limited to kedusha. It's plausible to use a lashon pidyon where there isn't kedusha transfer, and in fact, minus memzayin amid beis and bechayves, that's the way we would learn pidyon aban. Why the Torah is we have a stira. On the one hand, the Torah says pidyon. On the other hand, the Torah doesn't give us any dinim on the bechor adam like it did by a donkey. By a donkey, the Torah gave us dinim about the donkey. Here the Torah didn't give us any dinim. Not a kasha. The pidyon is monetary. That's why Rav Shimon Shkop didn't ask a kasha on Meseches Bechoras. Why do you call something pidyon aben? There's no kedusha. It's not a kasha. Because it's not a kedusha pidyon. It's a monetary. But our Gemara says, according to Rashi anyway, that if there's a father here who's a kohen, who doesn't have to give the money to the kohen, you still do the Maisa Afrosha. So now we had a kasha, what is it? Now we're stuck. Because it's not monetary and it's not kedusha. Al kochach there is kedusha. Untangible kedusha. Which I have to tell you, it's debatable if you can even say such a thing. What does untangible kedusha mean? What does it even mean? Kedusha has to have dinim. Otherwise, what is it? What is kedusha? If there's no dinim. What is it? Kedusha is Yisrael, yeah? Kedusha is Yisrael, it's tariyag mitzvahs. Hukdushu Yisrael al yedei mitzvahs. When a ger becomes Magayer, he goes into Kedushas Yisrael. It's not a race thing. Oh, he becomes now a Jew, this Kedusha. No. He becomes Chayv and Mitzvahs. That's the Kedusha. Kedusha has to have dinim. So if Shimon Shkopi was saying a huge Chiddush, that there's an untangible Kedusha, we don't know what it is, the Torah didn't reveal it. And the only thing is, maybe it's lies in the words, pidyon, that there's some kind of Kedusha. But I'm telling you that alone is a plea. Because in pidyon alone, you could say it's still not what is monetary. Yes, because the son carries with him a lien on your nechosim, and now you're redeeming your property almost. You're redeeming your lien. That makes sense. Yeah, you could redeem your stay achuz. The Torah calls you could redeem an amavriya. No kedusha vehefta. How do you redeem her? You redeem the monetary.
Something changed.
Here, something changed.
Nothing. It was the same before.
This is shibud nechosim. This boy is creating a lien on your nechassim. Now you're relinquishing it by being poeda. I would agree with you only on one aspect. That is that really pidyon aben is really more pidyon nechassim. Pidyon nechassim al yidei aben, but that's really not so shver. That's not so shver. The kid has no chiv right now. He's a cotton. The only person who's chiv is the father. The kid has no chiv at all. The kid has no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah, nothing. The kid is potter min ha-mitzvahs completely. He's not, he will become when he becomes a gadol. Now, right now, there is zero mitzvah on the kid. That's mitzvah's av. Mitzvah's av. Kol b'chor b'nechotif. That the Torah gave a mitzvah on the father to redeem his son. I don't care the loshna mishnah kiddushin mitzvah's ben alav. The Torah told me that I have a mitzvah's asay to redeem my son. I don't care in lomdus how you call it mitzvah's ben alav. I don't care that either. But I'm making a bracha because Hashem gave me asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah. If you made me holy with your mitzvahs, right? Which again also is not like Rav Shimon. Kiddushonu has to be with something. V'tzivonu al pidyon haben. That's what you said. To take off the monetary obligation. That's how. My nechosim am meshubit here. My, the father's nechosim am meshubit to pay pidyon haben. I have an obligation. Ceremony is nothing part of the mitzvah. Ceremony is, now you're going back, Rabbi Frankfurter seems to be the, he's being mechadish everything, we work backwards now, we're covered poor. The ceremony is only because you have a mitzvah. You make a ceremony afterwards. It's not, there's no mitzvah to make a ceremony. The mitzvah is a redemption. You have to go back. The mitzvah is not to make a bracha. The mitzvah is not to make a party. The mitzvah is a redemption. We have to understand the redemption. Then we understand why there's a party. Then we can understand why there's a bracha. Then everything, you can't be toifis as a tofel, and manich as a hikya. The hikya is a pidyon haben. We have to understand what's happening with pidyon haben. So if Shimon Shkop now is being mechadish, that there's an untangible kedusha on the son that we don't understand what it is. And somehow that triggers the concept of pidyon. And now when I take the five slayim, I'm transferring off the son something that I don't know what it is. Some unknown disorder that I'm taking off the son, which is not tangible. He himself is saying, the Torah never revealed to us anything about a Bechor before Pidyon or after Pidyon. The Torah never told us any change of status in that boy. No change of status. So what are you redeeming?
Of course it was the Bechor beforehand was, did the Avodah, except he weren't on the foot shape of the lady.
You look very far away. Can I give you a flask? If a Bechor before Pidyon HaBen would do Avodah Beis HaMikdash, you just knocked yourself off like that. You gave yourself the patch. You were Moitzi me. Chayiv Misa for what? For Azor HaKorei Vyumas. You just said he's a Kohen. Now you're knocking that off. Untangible Kedusha. So you're saying like Rav Shimon. You're not a big Chacham. Are you saying anything more than Rav Shimon? I don't hear it. Are you less? You're saying less than Rav Shimon. What are you saying? Are you explaining what we don't understand here? Well, it's not working.
Okay,
you're attempting. Okay. So let's try. I think the svar is kvar. I think your pair is gevaldik. The svar is heavy. Okay, let's hear it. You have a boy here. He's a Yisrael. He's a bechor. He has a din of a Yisrael gomer, which is Rav Shimon's point. You're going to Bereshis Bora that if there wouldn't have been a Chet Egel, he would have become. A Bukhar never even became. One second. A Bukhar never ever became a Kohen. It's not like a Bukhar had a Kohen and he was revoked. He would have been chosen. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu also would have been chosen if he would have gone straight to Paray. One second. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been chosen as a Kohen, Chazal tells us, if he would have gone straight to Paray. But he didn't. Because he didn't go, he lost the kohuna. Okay, so Moshe also. Then there was another event that happened before kohuna were picked. Chet of the Egel Azov. That also eliminated the Bechorim's from potential, from becoming Kohen. So Bechorim never became Kohen. It's not like they ever were. Before the Beis HaMikdash was up, they used to do Avodah with Bechorim, and had nothing to do with Bechor. They did it with Bechorim and Av, Bechorim and Aim, and guess what? The Medrash says if there was girls in the family, they did it with the oldest boy. It was just covered for Hashem that the older boy should be the one that served. That's not Din Kohanim. That's not a Din Kohanim Bechlal. So Bechorim, just to get it straight, Bechorim never, ever became Kohanim. They would have been if my grandmother was, I understand, but they never became Kohanim. So the bottom line is, the Bechorim are left with one thing, Pidyon HaBen. And there's no difference in their status if they would do anything in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, if they eat Truma before Pidyon, after Pidyon, during Pidyon. So Pidyon has zero effect. And I got news for you. If the Avodah would be with Bechorim, then Pidyon wouldn't get rid of that either. So Pidyon has zero effect on the Kedusha of the Bechor. You are absolutely saying no. So what are you saying then?
I'm saying it's not a Choshen Mishpat issue here, meaning.
We know it's not a Choshen Mishpat. That's Akasha.
It's not
a Choshen Mishpat, it's not Kedusha. So what is it?
It's simply a...
Mara Nevuchim. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's Mara Nevuchim. Rav Shimon Shkop is making like a Mara Nevuchim Chiddush here. There's an untangible Kedusha that doesn't really have any halachas. We don't know what it is exactly, but something is happening. It just doesn't. And then you have Akiva. It's a din transfer. But we're back to the same problem. I don't see how we're getting. I don't see what has been accomplished.
There is a difference between a shibud of Shevet Kuna and Shevet Kuna than a regular shibud moment. Is a shibud moment to Kuna any different than a shibud to a
what do you mean? Ela muchach mizeh sheyesh bizeh inyan noisef. Ki yesh beben eizeh inyan kedusha b'bechora. Rav Shimon Shkop talking. The son, you want to finish? The son has a kedusha. Va'av shalai gil salonu ha-toyra shum din b'bechora adam sheyesh hevda b'anoga mikoydim shenif lachash enizeh. Kivon shekthiv b'toyra loshin pidyin muchach sheyesh be'eizeh inyan histalkus shol kedusha. What do you say? You think that's what he's saying? No, no, I'm asking you what you think. Do you think that's what he's saying?
If there's a difference between a shibud and a kuna, that has to do with some sort of kedusha, because it's a shibud.
He's saying that since the Torah used the terminology pidyon, nothing to do with shibud lakuna, since the Torah used the terminology pidyon, perhaps there's some kind of a stalkus of kedusha from the Bechor. And you're talking about a shibud moment to kohen. I don't know. I think really what the oilam needs is a break, sounds like. A break, some. Okay, Rabbi said we'll finish this next week. Beis Polina, Beis Hashem. I still have to go to a bris, Sam.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Gershom, what is the Moshe? That's the Chosen Nishmuchi Bepidyon.